This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Housing Society is saying goodbye to their first executive director, Sandra Wood, and introducing Sadhu Johnston as the new executive director of the Housing Society. This comes at a pinnacle moment when the Housing Society is applying for the BC Housing Grant for the third time this month. I sat down with Sadhu to hear what kind of background he's bringing to this role and what vision he will be a part of for the future of Housing Society. Congratulations on your new role. This isn't the first time you have gotten involved with an organization on Cortez. Maybe just starting with your relevant background to this new role and what this new role is about for you.
Relevant to housing, I was pretty involved with housing in Vancouver. There was a lot of challenges with housing there. And in my roles as deputy city manager and as city manager, I got to be involved in just a bunch of really interesting housing challenges, like overseeing the development and implementation of the empty homes tax, which was the first of its kind in North America and now has been emulated. I was really in the driver's seat with our CFO and our staff, like creating that and working with the province to get the laws changed and then overseeing the implementation of that. And so that was pretty heavy duty policy development. And then spent a lot of time working with our planners and our staff on various kind of land use issues related to zoning and permitting, things to support housing development. So I have a fair amount of experience in that front. And then we had a lot of our own housing as a city. So we were building buildings and demolishing buildings and dealing with tenants and looking at utilizing city land to build housing. So just a ton of experience in that arena. So I wasn't on the ground developing projects, but I was really involved with the teams that were. So I can bring to the table real life experience on housing issues and a passion and interest in how those projects come together. I've also feel I was in Vancouver over a 10-year, longer actually, period where housing really transition from something you talked about as it related to a homeless issue to really affecting everybody and really threatening the quality of life in that community and the diversity of the community. And it was a little bit like being a frog in a pot where the water was getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And I was like, whoa, the water's boiling. And it was just is like constantly fighting an uphill battle to figure out how to deal with those challenges. And it was almost like we were always a year or two behind because global trends were happening, things were happening. And by the time it was really upon you, it was really hard to have meaningful impact, even though we did a ton. So I feel like Cortez, the water's being turned up and it's getting warmer. I should say the temperature's getting turned up and it's getting warmer. And I feel like we've got a few years to really take some actions and hopefully be able to have an impact before it's too late. And so I'm really excited to be able to contribute to that work. And I don't know exactly what's needed. I'm really interested to talk to people and get a sense of people's interests. But yeah, so that's my housing background. And then, of course, I live on Cortez and I'm privileged to own a house here. I don't know firsthand about the challenges that many of our Cortez friends and neighbors are dealing with, but I do know that the challenge is real here. And I have experience and passion that I just wanted to contribute to my local community. So that's my Cortez connection. And I'm on lots of boards here and president of the fire department. And so I've got lots of relevant on Cortez nonprofit experience. So this opportunity brings together a lot of my interests and passion. And ultimately, most of my work since I left the city has been off island. And the idea that I could contribute my energy to and my work time to making Cortez a more livable, diverse community is how I want to spend my energy.
So I didn't know that you were the president of the fire department, board. What other boards are you involved with right now on Cortez?
I'm on the Children's Forest Board, and I'm on the Community Forest Board. And associated with that, I'm on the board of the General Forestry Partnership, which is the community forest and the Clahoos, where we come together to oversee the community forest. Those are my Cortez boards.
All right. Is advocating for policy going to be something that you examine as part of your role with the Housing Society?
Yeah, definitely. The Housing Society so far has mostly been focused on the one project, Rainbow Ridge, and raising the funds to buy the land and pursuing that development, which is really great to have moving forward. And we're really lucky to have 50 acres right in Manson's Landing. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to put housing there that solves a variety of needs. And I think Rainbow Ridge is a part of that. But I think it's critical that the Housing Society work on a broader range of issues. And policy would definitely be one of those areas that I would be interested in pursuing. And that might be like looking at land use opportunities, looking at the zoning. But does it make sense still that you can only have one primary house if you have 10 acres and only one secondary house? And what if we did want a tiny home village? How does the zoning accommodate that? Everyone I've talked to says, I don't know what the rules are because they were written before tiny homes were a thing, really. And so I think there's a role that we need to play in clarifying what the current rules are for people, developing policy positions and hearing what Cortez people want to see happen, and then advocating for those policies. And if our regional director is taking a position that we support, to actively support that. So he's going with the Housing Society behind him, supporting him. And yeah, looking at best practices in other rural communities and exploring the applicability here, looking at provincial changes and exploring whether we want those changes to apply to Cortez. Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity on the policy, land use, regulatory side that we need to be pursuing. And then there's other innovative forms of housing, affordable home ownership, and just thinking creatively about different ways that people can have secure housing on island, whether it's a tiny home village, whether it's affordable home ownership programs or rent to own programs. There's just different ways that different people could get into secure housing here. And I think as a society, we need to be pursuing lots of different avenues concurrently. My immediate neighborhood around me in the last few years, number of homes have changed hands from permanent residents on Cortez who were contributing and on boards and really involved in the community to absentee homeowners. And in my little neighborhood, 3 or 4 properties have gone through that. When you look across the whole community and that happens for 10, 15 years, then how many people are living here still? How many homes are owned by people that are living here and contributing to the community and being really involved? I have absolutely nothing against people that are here part-time. They're incredible contributors to the community as well in different ways. But the community needs full-time residents who have an ownership stake here and feel like they have a place, they belong, and that they're able to buy or rent long-term. And so I think we really need to be looking at all those issues.
That's a range of points you're making.
There is so much to cover. Everyone I talk to is interested in having these conversations. And we're going to be hosting a housing forum on December 2nd at Manson's Hall to start these conversations as a community and have people pitching ideas and have different folks that are interested in talking about those ideas to engage with each other. And so we're co-hosting with Mark Monish, our regional director, the housing forum on December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And we're really encouraging Cortez residents that are interested in housing issues to come out and participate, get some updates on what's happening, but contribute their ideas. For me, being new in the role, I'm just starting to develop our work plan. What are the things we should be focusing on? And I really would love to hear from Cortez people, whether they're here now or living elsewhere, they had to move away because they couldn't find housing, or just they're here part-time. I just need all the feedback we can get to help shape our priorities as a society. And so really encouraging people to Zoom in on that session. We'll have a Zoom link, or to be there in person, and people can talk about issues that they're interested in, whether it's a tiny home village or land trusts, affordable home ownership. We need to get a sense of what I'd like to get a sense of what people are most interested in this community and want us to work on.
I wanted to confirm the Cortez Island Housing Society did just submit their third attempt at funding from BC Housing. Is that correct?
So we're just in the process of putting the finishing touches on the application.
And it takes so much human hours to put together something like that. So that's something that you just joined the effort, but you're involved in, it sounds.
Yeah, I'm thankfully Sandra's really on top of it and has a lot of experience with writing proposals like this, because I don't. And she's leading the charge on that still. And I've just been participating in discussions and helping to pull the pieces together, raise some last minute dollars so that our equity contribution is higher. And so I've been playing a role with her, but she's really leading the charge, which is great, because it's been a great way for me to learn the ropes as well.
Friday, November 17th.
Yeah, the deadline is Friday. We aim to have it in on Thursday, just to have a little bit of wiggle room. I'd really encourage people to come out on December 2nd or send an email with their ideas, things that they would like to see us as a society working on, and to be involved with us as we move forward. And Rainbow Ridge, as we've talked about, is a really important project, and we'll continue to move that project forward while we work on a broader range of things. I think Cortez could really be a global model of how to tackle the rural housing challenges that so many communities are facing. And we have incredible resources, incredible community commitment, and such a diverse community that if we all band together and work on this, we can really do some innovative things. So December 2nd and us getting together to talk about different ideas is just the beginning of that process.
If people want to email you and contact you and give you feedback on their thoughts and ideas about housing on Cortez, how can they reach you?
So I'll just give you my regular email, which is sadhu@sadhujohnston.com. And that's SADHUJOHNSTON.com.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.